Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here they go then, a fresh batch. Thanks in the main to you and your excellent spotting. Talk Sport listener. So, we kick off with Stuart Pearce on commentary duty, going a bit Del Boy.
The timing of the finish, catching the goalie off guard, was the peste de la resistance, as they say, in the Dodoin.
No one's ever said that.
Fermain LaBouche, Rodney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is Paul Ross now, talking sci-fi on the overnight show, Extra Time.
Outer space, William Shatner. Voicing, I mean, you know...
I think it makes perfect sense.
I bow to no one in my love of the Shat.
Well, there we are. I mean, you could have called him the Shatster, but that's not much better, is it, really? I suppose just
call him William.
Just don't... Bill. Don't shorten his name. That seems to be the takeaway from that. Yeah. Alan Brazil now, about to talk cricket with our commentator, Phoebe Graham. That's Phoebe Graham.
Ben Duckett then caught Patina out from Hartley's bowl. Players pause for lunch now. And join us now as England cricketer and part of our coverage, Phoebe Graham. Phoebe, a very good morning.
Phoebe.
Phoebe. Never seen the name.
He had a phobia about saying
never
Phoebe.
Never seen the name Phoebe.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
This is Shabana Hearn getting us in the mood for a big night of football.
Could Palace go down? 0371722334. Don't forget the live football continues tonight here on TalkSport. Champions League is back. The champions.
Bad.
Yeah, a bit low, I think.
It was a little bit higher. Yeah, you've really got to go a bit more soprano. Shabana, of course, isn't the first TalkSport presenter to take on the Champions League anthem. Do you remember when Darren Bent gave it a go?
It frustrates me that I didn't get to play in it.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Interesting.
Because when you watch it and you see them line up before the game and you hear the music... I think
it's the big
right.
one, isn't it?
When that...
It worked, didn't it? Yeah, very good.
It's very high. Anyway, staying...
Oh,
thank you.
Back.
Staying with Drive, we finally found out who was to blame for those daft blue cards.
Yeah.
A little warning to stay on the field so we can have 11v11. Yeah. But to introduce a card which results in 10 minutes in the sin bin is the most nuts idea I've ever had.
It was him all along. Andy Goldstein and his blue cards. They're slagging him off. It was his idea. This is Leanne Sanderson and Hugh Woozencroft chatting about a top Premier League striker.
Not many people will be Mo Salah.
But hold on, let me just put this into context. At the start of Mo Salah's career, people would have said Mo Salah is never going to be Mo Salah.
I think he was Mo Salah.
Who's going to be saying that?
I mean, I think ultimately he was Mo Salah,
early days. He might have been Morris Salah, I suppose.
No, he's Mohammed, his name's not Morris. Far from it, Morris. Anyway.
Well, you know.
Yes.
Sam Matterface now commenting. Well, you know. Commentating on City versus Everton.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin has come off the field of play. And Ashley Young has been replaced as well by Sean Dyche and his coaching staff.
Here comes another points deduction. You can't be doing that. You can't be sticking on
Sean Dyche and his coaching
Steve
staff.
Stone and Ian Wone, can you?
Fair enough.
Here's the TalkSport Caller of the Week to drive.
You have to accept it, but like whether it's in football or life or whatever, and to not accept
hold on, Matt,
it.
Hold on, Matt. What are you doing?
But that's my dog. He's just starting to wag his tail. He's seen another dog and in the car. But anyway.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
Thanks for explaining everything. Yeah. I wonder what its teeth were like. Martin Kellner would be keen to know.
Be fascinating.
Yeah.
And this is Adi Oladipo on the African Cup of Nations.
Nigeria, we're there. We're in the final. It won't be easy against Ivory Coast, the host nation. Obviously, you would have watched the penalty shootout against South Africa. Everyone was biting their teeth on that one.
Well, that's a job. How do you bite your own teeth?
It's quite difficult. It's just,
yeah, you're trying in air, aren't you, for the people on YouTube?
I can't.
Let's get the news now from Tom Clayton.
With the 6 o'clock headlines, I'm Tom Clayton. Good morning. A sad sight to see.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself,
that's
Tom.
A bit hard. I think you look
goodness
great.
Goodness sake, son. Come on. You've got to love yourself. It's the greatest love of all.
Of course. Back to drive, and I never knew this about the show.
No.
We're building up to live commentary on TalkSport Palace take on Chelsea. Danny Murphy will be joining us in the last hour of the show.
All in the shower. Is that how they do it? Is it like a kind of locker room show? I suppose you've got two ex-footballers. They have spent a lot of time in the shower over the years, haven't they?
Great show, that
would
be.
It would be, yeah. Just time to bring you this week's Carry On Talk Sport, starring betting expert Dave Stevens.
The champion hurdle is one of the few races he doesn't have the hot favourite for. That's Constitution Hill. But Willie's come out and said, we're ready.
Yeah, we know it's Route 1, but it's Carry On Talk Sport, isn't it? Thank you, Dave.
And finally.
Finally, yeah.
It's Alan Brazil with a quick question on Palace for Ian Holloway.
Quick question, yeah.
So, Ian, probably one of the, you know, it's the old open secrets that people knew about Roy. Look, Roy's come in to do his best job to the end of the season, and he is doing his best job, but unfortunately things have not gone his way. The run of games, 3 wins and what is it, Gab 19 or something, 1 or 2 unlucky decisions, but you know that's life, you have to get on with it. But I don't like the way this leak's coming out now. I understand where the board are coming from, because they must stay in the Premier. I understand the fans' frustration, but for Roy to come in and do his damnedest, and then he's got to face this, hear this, is he going to be in charge against Everton or not? It's a cruel, sometimes can be a cruel sport. Ian?
He just lost interest.
He might have dropped off. Ollie might have dropped off.
He had to go out, that was the problem.
Are you there, Ian? So there we are. That's the clips of the week. Thanks for everybody who suggested them. Those that did and were played this week include Connor Fatty. Thank you very much, Connor. Scotty Hebben, Roger in Durham, Raj in Rajkot. That's not true. Neela Canther, Nick, Tim in Wetherspoons. Oh, God. Alan Jenkins, Dave C., Old Clumsy, Neil in Ardley. Oh. The Duke of Knutsford, Craig Dodd, Nick Hope, and Scully, who all suggested clips this week that were played. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send them in to us. TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089, tweet TSHNJ, that's TSHANDJ. As always, we just need a day and a time when you heard the clip go out, so we've got a fighting chance to pinpoint what you thought was funny, and if it's played, we'll give you a shout out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.